Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 30, Permanent Record. I sometimes wonder, with all the data that we're capturing today, pictures, where we are, the things that we're thinking that are on Twitter and Facebook and Google+ and app.net and wherever else you decide to put your stuff, with all that data, I wonder if it'll even be readable in 10 years and 50 years and 100 years and 500 years. I mean, we're keeping so much data digitally now. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, I've got a stack of CDs here from when I used to buy CDs and probably got a couple hundred CDs. And all of that will fit on my laptop and, you know, 500 times probably, depending upon how I decide to encode it. All the pictures I take, I've never done a picture on a physical camera other than somebody else's. I use my mobile phone to take pictures. That's pretty much the way I've been doing it since I started taking pictures. I don't necessarily print any of the photos, and sometimes they get uploaded to various places. These days, they go to iCloud. But I've got a lot of digital photos, and I wonder, when I have grandkids or great-grandkids, I wonder if those photos will even be readable by whatever computing system's available. You know, and of course, long after I'm dead, and long after my kids are dead, you know, all the data that we spend all this time accumulating today, the minutiae of our lives, I wonder if it's going to be readable. I wonder, like history, you know, I mean, history has all kinds of interesting things in it, especially archaeologists go back through the past and find out interesting things about it based on artifacts and things that are a little more permanent. I wonder, you know, an archaeologist in 500 years or 1,000 years, first of all, I don't know if they'll exist in that time period. Who knows what human civilization will be like or if there'll be human civilization. If they do exist, I wonder what kind of information they're going to be able to actually read from us. You know, are they going to be able to understand the kind of data storage technologies that we use? I mean, are they going to have power? Are they going to have the kinds of things we have today? It's really hard to think that far into the future. I know maybe I shouldn't worry about it because once I'm gone, why should I care if anybody knows how life was? More closer to now, I guess there's, you know, the problem I have is that all of this data that we collect in various ways could easily just disappear. We wouldn't even know it. I mean, we put data in the cloud. Data is all over the place. I don't know. I mean, we have more. There's more of a permanent record on the internet now. Things can be Googled fairly easily, but all that data could easily disappear too. It's all just a bunch of bits on a hard drive, and that hard drive could be scrambled. Could be something that happens to it that causes that data to be unreadable or unretrievable. And the same thing with your mobile phones, your other sort of electronic gadgets, where all this stuff is captured and stored. It's a very different world. It's in some ways it's a little more liberating because you need less physical stuff. But on the other hand, if the physical stuff you do have decides to disappear or becomes unreadable or stolen or something like that, then where's all your data? Yeah, I know you can make backups in the cloud and all this other stuff, but even though it seems like we have more of a permanent record today than we've had since the dawn of civilization, I also think it's very less permanent because it's not necessarily in physical, tangible goods. Stuff's not written down on paper very much. Anyway, it's a concern I have with the state of just life in the digital age. And maybe I shouldn't worry about it because, you know, as I say, after I'm dead, who cares? I just don't want to lose anything today or reach a situation where, for example, I've created something and maybe I want to go back to it and that I won't be able to get to it. I have an example of that. I have some disks. I'm talking about floppy disks from when I was in high school, and there's content on there I've created. I'd like to be able to get to it. I'm going to have to borrow a computer that can actually read those disks, and I don't think I know anybody that's got a machine that can read those disks. And even if I did have a machine that could read those disks, what I don't know is if those disks are even readable. Those disks are more than 20 years old, so I guess it's conceivable that I would not necessarily have a way to read them, and they might be lost forever, but that could happen with stuff today. And the technology evolves so quickly that we have to take an active effort to make sure that data is still going to be readable. whereas the printed photograph's going to last as long as the paper lasts, and you'll still be able to look at it. Whereas my digital photos, who knows, in 10 years, the technology might change, or I might experience a data failure sometime between now and again, and all those pictures are gone forever. I don't know. Anyway, it's a concern of modern life, I guess. It's a first world problem. So if you agree or disagree with the new permanent record, including how permanent it is or anything else for that matter, you can send me some feedback. I'm findable on Twitter or app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+. You can leave a comment on this entry in SoundCloud or on phoneboy.com under episode 30. This is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.